Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough and we have lots of things to talk about. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning to you.
Ray, we want to talk about something that's going to happen in May. But right. Before that,
right.
We need to talk about things that are happening right now.
Right. There are some urgent things to talk about. And the first urgent thing is tonight is your last opportunity. If you're listening to me, not just you, LaVon, but everybody, if you're listening, tonight is your last opportunity to hear the Cass County Choral Society perform their Christmas concert featuring our cantata called Night of the Father's Love, the Awe and Mystery of God with Us. And that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. And so be there. There's no charge per se to get in, but you can give a free will donation if you are so moved to do so. All of that goes to help us for the future.
Get that music and that sort of thing. But we want to emphasize it's at the middle school,
right.
Not the high school. So you folks are headed for the high school. Remember,
right.
Tonight, go to the middle school.
Yeah, tonight if you go to the high school, that you will see a big basketball game, maybe a doubleheader going on. But anyway, you'll see that and you'll wonder, where's the music?
Where's the music?
So middle
yes.
school, or for
yes.
some of you, it's the old high school.
So be sure to get that on your to-do list because I've been hearing, the people who are in it have been mm-hmm. saying, this is great. You need to come.
Right.
And you have a group of about 45 people
yeah.
from local folks that are.
Right. And I am constantly amazed at the talent that is right here in our own community. You know, your own neighbors are very talented. And yeah, we do have about 45 singers. It fluctuates a little bit based on health and if somebody has gone south for the winter, all those things go into consideration how many we have.
Okay, so great music tonight at the middle school. And then on Sunday, I believe it's Sunday, is the tour of churches.
Right, that's this Sunday afternoon, December 22nd, between 2 and 5 in the afternoon. It's a 3-hour block. And the way it works is you show up at any of the participating churches in Atlantic and you can buy your ticket there and then you can go around to all 6 of the churches and see what they are doing for Christmas. You can check out their decorations and just sort of enjoy. They should have music and snacks and goodies and otherwise just smiling faces ready for you to greet them.
Yes, and visit with lots of folks that
right.
are going on the tour.
And if you don't belong, if you belong to a church, you don't get to see the other churches. So
right.
And the participating churches, let me see if I can get them in order. Kind of think from northwest to southeast. So Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, First United Presbyterian Church, First Baptist Church, First United Methodist Church, Zion Lutheran, and St. Paul's Lutheran. That's
very
them.
Good.
I did that off the top of my head in case you
good.
Couldn't see.
Yes, and as I recall, tickets are $10, and you can buy that at wherever you stop first.
Right. You can just start with whichever church building you would like to and buy a ticket there. And here's the catch with this. This is not just to line the pockets of the ministers. Every penny of it, all $10 of the ticket, goes into the Atlantic Ministerial Association's Helping Hand Fund, which helps people year-round with emergency things. And that's primarily administered through the police station, through the police department. They kind of handle all the requests, and then they kind of reach out to the Methodists, who are the treasurer. So Pastor Dean and Marie are the kind of the treasurers for that organization. And here's the trick, is that we really need your assistance this at this point. The last report we had was that there is $44 left to spend. And
thank goodness there's not much of the year left.
I know.
But you
right.
need money.
So even if you can't come to the thing, you can still donate. You can just give your money directly you can send it to the Methodist Church marked as made out to Atlantic Ministerial Association, or you could give it to any of the church leaders and they'll get it to where it needs to go because the need is great.
Yes, and all year long. It's not
it
just
sure
a
is.
Christmas event. This is all year long.
Right.
So,
it's our only fundraiser all year long is to have this event. This is the second year that we've done it. Last year was very successful. We made, something like $1,200 or something, and that's a good start.
Okay, great. So, again, remember, that's Sunday, 2 to 5. Start at any one of those churches and just enjoy the camaraderie as you see people and
right.
enjoy people at each of the churches. And as you say, there's always goodies along with the beautiful setting. The churches are just wonderful.
I happen to know that our church, that is First Baptist, will have live music with Jan Heifel and me and probably some other people too. We're going to have popcorn and we're going to have probably hot cocoa too. And so anyway, just kind of some lots of goodies. That's a plug for us.
All right. Check it out. Six places to check out. All right. Let's talk about summer. Although, you know, usually at this time of year, we'd be saying, oh, we really want to talk about summer, spring, because it's so cold outside. Well, right now, and it's predicted, we're going to be in the 40s here coming up, so we're not shivering too much. But there's other reasons to talk about the Southwest Iowa Pilgrimage that's set for May 18th to 29th.
Right. It is definitely the time to talk about that, too, because the sign-up for that needs to happen by January 15th. That's kind of our first little sort of soft deadline to get people registered for that. So what is Southwest Pilgrimage, Southwest Iowa Pilgrimage, you might ask? Well, it's a group that I am taking, and I did one last spring where we go as neighbors, not as like one kind of Christian or another, but as neighbors, we go to Israel. And we went in March, and there was a group of 27 of us from around, Clarinda, Corning area, Atlantic, sort of in between, just around. And we went, and it was a terrific time. That time of year is really beautiful, beautiful weather over in Israel. And so anyway, we're scheduling another one for this year. Excuse me. And so the dates are May 18th through May 29th. We leave on Monday the 18th and come back on Friday the 29th. So it's 10 days door to door. And this time of year, that is May in Israel, will be absolutely stunning. Just beautiful weather. In March, you wear jackets sometimes and whatever, except for when we go down into the desert and the Dead Sea, then it's warm. But this is going to be just pristine weather this time of year in May. So anyway, so I want to put out a pitch there to everybody who hears this, or if you think you might know somebody who wants to go, this would be
get
a perfect opportunity.
Signed up, because didn't last year you fill it up?
We did. We pretty well filled up by the, we filled up our, you know, you rent a bus over there to haul you around. And so there's kind of a limit, but there's also a kind of a minimum too. And so what I'm looking for is we need to get 15 people signed up by January 15th. So 15 by the 15th. That's our deadline. First deadline as to whether the trip happens. And then we can go as high as about probably 40 or so, depending on the bus and all that. So so anyway, I need to get 15 people. So what does it entail? Excuse me, is the trip itself, when we get over there, we're going to see all the New Testament sites. So primarily the places where Jesus walked and where he slept and where he taught and where he did his miracles and where he died and where he rose again in Jerusalem. And so we'll spend the first part of our trip in Galilee, around the Lake of Galilee. We'll stay in Nazareth, which is well known, obviously. And so we'll stay there and kind of do the northern part of Israel, and then we'll transfer down to Jerusalem and stay. Actually, we're going to stay in Bethlehem, which is a beautiful, very peaceful, serene place. So we'll stay there for the second part of our trip and use that as a base to do Jerusalem stuff. And then we'll go down to the Dead Sea, and we'll go down to Masada. And if you don't know what Masada is, you can look that up. But that's also a neat place. But primarily we'll do New Testament Christian sites and have a great time.
And I know that I've known a few of the people who went last year and just cannot say enough, almost cannot find words to express what not so much what they saw is how they felt.
Right. It's quite an experience. It is in fact, it may not be literally a once-in-a-lifetime event or opportunity, but it is a life-changing, life-altering, faith-building-up experience, and you will come back as a changed person in the best sense of the term.
And how do we sign up?
So the way to sign up is you can contact me, and you can do that a number of different ways. Probably the easiest is to find me on Facebook, Ray McCullough, or you can email me. That's raymccullough@gmail.com. You can call me, 712-250-1607. That's 250-1607. Or you can find me through First Baptist Church or just however. Ask around. I'm around.
That's true.
And the cost for this trip, by the way, is so the base price is $2,750. That does not include the airfare yet because the prices are not set. They set those a little closer to time. So about $2,750 plus $1,000 or so for the airline.
Okay. And, yeah, get those contacts made and let Ray know you're interested at least and be thinking seriously about it. I'm sure if you want to talk to somebody who went last year, Ray could give you some names because they would be happy to visit with you about their experience. So we want to thank you, Ray, for visiting with us about the Cass County Choral Group. That's tonight, the mm-hmm. Tour of Churches, which is Sunday, and then be thinking ahead to the pilgrimage in May. But sign up is January 15th. So get all those things on your calendar. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Until next time, here's a thought. Like snowflakes, the human pattern is never cast twice. We are uncommonly and marvelously intricate in thought and deed.